Hi, hello again. My name is Donna Bradley, and I'm bringing you this meditation straight from the Radiance Center. This meditation is called the IF meditation, and I wrote it when some of my students were having an extremely difficult time being in love with one another, or at least showing that love. They were always in love. This meditation is so simple and so direct that it almost always restores calm to any situation and encourages love to flow again, even in the most difficult, angry times. So first, let's just get comfortable. Listen to your body. Honor what it wants. Gradually become aware of your breath. Focus just on the breathing in and the breathing out. The breathing in and the breathing out. Take each breath just a little bit deeper. No effort. Just watching your breath, bringing in love for yourself on the in-breath, sending love to everyone else on the out-breath. Just breathing. Just filling up with love. Just sending love. And now, very quietly, move your focus down from your head to your heart. And listen to this meditation with your heart. The IF meditation. If I lie to you, maybe it's because I don't feel safe enough to tell the truth. And if I judge you, it's probably because I am afraid that you will judge me. If I pretend to know all the answers, it's almost always because I am terrified of what will happen if I don't know the answers, or if I lose control, or if you lose your respect for me. And so I may compliment you over and over again. And of course you deserve that. But it could also be because I want you to notice me. And you can know for certain that if I try to convince you to love me, it's inevitably because I don't love that part of myself. If I am angry at you, there's an even better chance that I am angry at myself. And if I stay constantly busy, I suspect that it is because I am afraid of what the stillness will tell me about myself, not so much about you. And if I try to control everything, It is because I believe that love will not flow naturally. And if I act like a victim, it's because I don't trust this immense power that I carry. Power that I'm afraid could hurt you, could hurt me. And when I have an attitude, which I often do, know that it is because I do not trust to ask for my needs directly. And when I am depressed, assume that it is because I am afraid that my energy will hurt myself or you. And so I have damped myself down so that we can both stay safe. But it's not a very good safety, is it? And so when I am sad, it is because I am not living authentically. And I can promise you that if I am not loving, it is surely because I have forgotten that I am made of love. And so once again, with tender self-compassion, I return myself to my truth. And so, if you accuse me of lying, I will look inside myself and find my lies. Thank you. Thank you for redirecting me inward. And if I find myself judging others, especially judging you, I am now willing to examine the tone of that judgment, and I will realize that I am always judging myself in exactly that same way. If I pretend to know all the answers, please remind me to embrace my own terror. And when I compliment you repeatedly, I will learn to acknowledge that I am seeing a reflection of myself. And before I try to convince you to love me, I will convince myself to love me. I will look at all the reasons that I use to justify not loving myself. And when I feel angry at you, I will look at my anger at myself. And I will return the flow of love to me so that then the love flows naturally, automatically to you. When I am constantly busy, I will embrace stillness, deep and profound silence, and I will accept the truth, the love that this stillness gives to me, and therefore to you. When I am trying to control or manipulate anything, anyone, including you, and including myself, I will surrender to the truth that everything is already perfect. And once I have honored the perfection of each moment, each situation, then I can love it into an even higher order of perfection. When I am acting like a victim, I will stop trying to get you to fix me. I will even stop trying to get you to judge me. I will remind myself to honor the power that already flows through me when I'm not projecting that power onto you. And yes, when I notice that I have an attitude, I am willing to learn how to get attention in other, more direct ways. You know, I have never trusted that people will notice me. I have never trusted that you will notice me. I have believed up until now that I needed to create a crisis to get attention. I am so sorry that I asked you to play a part in my crisis. My pretend crisis. And when I am depressed, I will allow movement. Movement of my body. Movement of my thoughts. My beliefs. Movement of my energy, and yes, movement of my heart, so that I can invite you back into the very heart of me. I will allow love to flow, not because either of us is right or wrong, but just because I am designed to love you. And so when I am sad, I will bring my attention, my energy, my focus back into my body. I will come home to myself. And I will allow streaming energy to light me up. And so when I am not loving, please never take it personally. This is not about you. It's not about you, no matter what you did or did not do or thought about doing. No matter what you did, if I were in balance, I would stay in love. Thank you for reminding me to return to the truth of me, to return to my truth, my knowing, so that then I can hear your truth and your knowing. Because when I am in love with myself, I am always in love with you. What a blessing you are in my life. I am so much more of myself from knowing you, from taking the risk of loving you, from taking the risk of being loved by you. I bow to you. I bow namaste to you. I salute the God in you. The goddess in you. And so I invite you to breathe with me. Just breathing in. Just breathing out. On the in-breath, we will each bring love into our own bodies. On the in-breath, we will each fill up with love. And on the out-breath, I will send love to you. And you will send love to me. We are so blessed. We are so blessed for this love. We are so blessed for a love that helps us to release old beliefs, encourages us to take the risk of merging. True intimacy. True connection. Connection that does not diminish because we've had a disagreement or because we were angry or because we were afraid. True connection that sustains us, nourishes us, births us into the next stage of ourselves. Love that allows us to listen to life through our hearts, through these precious bodies, through our dancing spirits. I am so grateful for you. I was safe enough to fight with you. I was vulnerable enough to allow myself to look at old wounds, old wounds that are projected onto you, but are never caused by you. What a blessing it is to give and receive love, not just in the easy times, but a love that goes so deep that we are repaired, we are renewed, we are rewired. We are love.